In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with part three. This is the best. It's always when Jesus talks to Louisa, In these talks, we try to start from the beginning of what he said to the end. And this is the end. This is in volume 25. We're now entering into the returning to the divine inheritance of the Father. And that's the book of heaven is in three parts. It's volume 1 through volume 10, how to become a divine mirror of Jesus. Volume 11 through volume 19, how to live in the divine will through basically the power of the Holy Spirit. And now, to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. So it's in three parts. And sometimes when you're reading volume 7 and then you read volume, 27, you go, well, why is this so different? Well, he's expanding. He's building the foundation. And then he's putting up the walls and then he puts the roof on it. He finishes this beautiful gift of the divine will. And a lot of people say, I just want to read the best part. And they go to the end of the, the volumes. And the sad part about that is, you're developing a roof and you don't know how it got there. You don't know how Jesus, the how and the why the kingdom is coming. You have to read volume 1 through volume 10. You really do. And a lot of people start with the way they taught Louisa, volume 1 through volume 36. Once you've done that, a couple of times maybe, start reading the calendar, because the calendar is a new way of Jesus teaching us. And it's really just glorious. So she begins volume 25, 120, I think it's 1902. I want my fiat to return to reign in the midst of creatures, because I want my army all ordered, noble, holy, with the imprint of the glory of their creator. See, we are at war. And we see this in the world today. We see this in our families. We see this with our friends, our neighbors. We even see this in the church. There is a war that's going on. And God is going to win. And so he says, first, I want my fiat, Jesus says, to return to the, basically to the earth in the midst of creatures, because I want, what is he doing? He's starting this army, this military that goes way, way beyond anything else that we could ever have imagined. And this is what our God is asking. He's asking us to really begin to live this new and divine way of holiness. So again, we are at war. We got to remember that we are at war, and God is going to win. There's going to be some casualties. There's going to be some setbacks. But it's nothing to worry about. That happens in all wars. This war, God is going to win. He's going to win in a way that will drive the evil one out completely. This is the kingdom of God being established on earth as it is in heaven. So again, God is looking at who is on what side. He has to see this. And the evil one sees this, and there will be difficulties in our life, but not to worry about it. Volume 25, 12, 21, 28. Jesus kept silent, and at that moment I saw the heavens open and a ray of light descend from above, which fixing upon me, Louisa says, illuminated those who were around me. So the way God is working with the book of heaven is he gives this to Louisa. Why? So that he enlightens us. If we stand, I mean, if you want to be a Franciscan, you are enlightened by the Franciscan, way through St. Francis. If you are a Dominican, you are enlightened by the Dominican way through St. Dominic. Well, if you want to be enlightened by the divine will, you go to Louisa. She's the one that receives this gift. And my always lovable Jesus resumed his speaking. Luisa, my daughter, this solar ray fixed itself upon you, Luisa, in my divine will. See, a lot of people have said, when you read the book of heaven, you and you see the word, you talk about yourself. No. First, it's Luisa. This has been given to Luisa. And it's sort of presumptuous to say, I have it. Luisa has it. And I got to get closer and closer to Luisa. He says, this solar ray fixed itself upon you, Luisa, in my divine will, which brings you, Luisa, the life of heaven into your soul. So the more that we get closer to Luisa, the more light is being given to us. How beautiful is the solar ray, which not only illuminates you and brings you its life, but whoever draws near to you, Luisa, remains around you, Luisa, feels this light of life, this light of love. Because like sun, it expands around and gives to those who surround you, Luisa, the warm kiss of divine light, of its divine breath, of its divine life. So this new and divine way of holiness has been breathed into Luisa. And Jesus wants to breathe it into us. But we have to get, like, if you want to say mouth-to-mouth resuscitation from Luisa. And I, Jesus, feel happy within you, Luisa, seeing that my divine will diffuses to others, is given to mankind, and begins to beat its way. The heart begins to beat the way your heart is beating. Why? What is her heart like? It's the heart. It's the true life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. She is the firstborn, the newborn in the divine will. So when you read this book of heaven, this new and divine way of holiness is given to all of humanity. Little by little, volume 25, 2, 27, 29, while it transforms Luisa, the creature Luisa, into itself. So this is transforming this light, this life, this love into itself. This is what's happened to Luisa. It preserves her alive and giving her all of its tints of divine beauty. It renders her the dominator and possessor of the divine, its divine dominions. This new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II prophesied at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia is slowly given to us. Now remember, it took Luisa 70 years to enter into this gift. She spent her time reading, studying, and putting this into practice. Now we have a shorter time. And so God is going to give us as much as we want or as little as we want. Jesus would say to Luisa often, go into the treasury, get as much as you want. And she would try to gather all these jewels and gold and silver, and it'd fall through her hands. She says, I'm so little, I can't do this. Jesus says, take as much as you want. Therefore, be attentive. This is what be attentive is, going into this, safe, filled with treasures. Be attentive. Go in, read the book of heaven, study the book of heaven, you know, enter into this. Recognize the great good of the life of my fiat in you, Luisa. This is what he's saying to us. I want you to recognize the great good of the life of my fiat in Luisa. That while it possesses you, okay, this is for us as well, it renders you the possessor of everything that belongs to this great gift of the divine will. So we look at Luisa and we're in awe. Who is this little newborn that God loves so much that he has given this to her? Volume 25, 3, 3, 1929. Because Adam went out of our divine will, his descendants, that's us, lost the way in order to come to the first act of creation of Adam, of man. And even though our divine will has not stopped, because when we decide to do an act, this is the triune God, when God decides to do an act, no one can move us. No one can stop God. Think about this war we're in. No one's going to stop this. This is a divine decree, Jesus says. As creation was a divine decree, redemption was a divine decree, now sanctification is a divine decree, and no one can stop this. They're going to try, but it's not going to work. And therefore, it remains always in the act of renewing the prodigy of creation. In spite of this, it does not find anyone over whom to renew them. and it waits with divine firmness and divine patience for the soul to return to its volition in order to be able to renew its acts, always an act of being able to repeat what it did in the creation of Adam. So Jesus says, it's not going to stop. What he had planned from the beginning, and Adam fell, Jesus came to earth to redeem us. And Our Lady also came, the new Adam and the new Eve, to co-redeem with him. She was with him on Calvary. And now what's happened? Jesus says, it's not going to stop. God is going to repeat this breath, this ruah of God that he breathed into Adam. He's going to breathe again into mankind. So why did Jesus die on the cross? So that we could continue to live like this? No. He says these last 2,000 years he was resting, letting people enter into this kingdom of redemption to know God, to love God, to serve God. And now he says with Louisa, now you're going to know God, you're going to love God, and you're going to possess God as Adam did in the beginning, image and likeness. So through holy baptism, we enter into God's image. And now with this great gift of the divine will, we're entering into God's likeness. As much as it awaits everyone, it only finds Louisa. Do you hear that? As much as it awaits every soul, it only finds Louisa, its little daughter, the newborn of my divine will, who each day enters into the first act of the creation of Adam. And when our divine being made display of all our divine qualities, this is what Adam had. God breathed into Adam all the divine qualities that a human could possibly possess. He's not God. Adam's not God. But this is what he wants. To make Adam, the little king and our inseparable son, embellishing Adam with all our divine insignia, so that all might recognize Adam as the greatest portent of God's love. This is the ultimate of creation, was man. And then what does he do? The final and greatest completion is woman. She co-creates with God. And again, the evil one hates her, hates the woman, hates the Blessed Mother. He knows what's coming and tries to convince humanity to kill their own children. God, what does he say? Embellishes humanity with all our divine insignia, as much as a human can, that everyone, this is heaven and hell, might recognize mankind as the greatest portent of God's love. That's why he, Jesus, died on the cross for us. He shed every drop of his blood for us so that we now can enter into sanctification. And again, nobody possesses it fully. Louisa did. That's why she's the newborn. That's why we're this third part is so essential. You have to understand why we are alive at this time. Volume 25, 3, 13, 19, 29. As Adam withdrew from our divine will, Adam lost the way in order to reach our divine things and form many voids between himself and us, between the triune God. Voids of love, voids of beauty, voids of sanctity. And formed an abyss of distance between God and himself. And this is why our fiat wants to return into the midst of creatures as their fount of life to fill all these voids and make humanity return again as little newborns. This is why Jesus says you must be born again into its arms to give humanity its continued act just as God created Adam. So what's coming upon the earth is going to shock humanity. It's going to shock the evil one. He thought he destroyed what God had planned by seducing Adam and Eve, making them fall into the original sin. Jesus came, the new Adam. Mary came, the new Eve, to redeem, save mankind. For what? To sanctify humanity. And now is the time. That's why St. John Paul II said often, we are now in the final days. We're in the end. We are at the end of times, because he said, if St. Paul said we're in the end times 2,000 years ago, then we are at the end of times. Oh, we have to open our eyes to see what's really happening. You know, if you've read the apparitions throughout the world, what Our Lady says, if you listen to what Our Lady has said, it's very clear that it's a new beginning that's coming. If we look at, Father Gobi, when look at Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, when we look at everything that God is giving to the earth at this time, it's trying to wake us up. The final devotion I give to my church before I return was said to St. Faustina. Why do we have divine mercy now? Why has God given us this opportunity to pray at the 3 o'clock hour? It's to get ready for a new and divine way of holiness. It's sanctification. So Jesus says this, Vine 25, 322, 1929. I called you Luisa, as a second mother of mine, and one-on-one, just as I did with Mary, the celestial mother in the kingdom of redemption, I manifest to you, Luisa, the many secrets, these treasures of the Holy Spirit, of my divine fiat, the great good of the divine will, how the divine will wants to come and reign upon earth. And I can say that I have done everything. And if I have called my priest, that you, Luisa, might open yourself in order to make it known to the priest, my intent was so that my priest would have the interest of making known a good so great. Every priest, every bishop, every cardinal, every deacon is going to be proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. That's what Jesus says in Matthew 24, until the gospel of the kingdom is proclaimed to all the world. This great confidence, this hope, this trust we have in God. In battle, you have to be courageous. You can't back down. In battle, you stand, and if it's not planned well, there's some defeats. There will be casualties. You have to understand this. But not to lose hope, not to lose confidence in the one who is leading us. Who is leading us? It's Our Lady. Who is she leading us to? Jesus, her son. So he says very clearly, what did this will of mine not do in redemption? But it is not yet content of what I did in redemption. I now, Jesus says, want to fill it with its womb. Okay, so here, being reborn, this whole returning to the womb of the Father is to be reborn again. Not this human flesh, which is we look at our flesh today, and we're going to see in the new era with our new bodies that we were living dead. What does our DNA say now? Get old, gray haired, wrinkled, and die. Be food for worms. Jesus says that's not why I created humanity, but because of the original sin. Yes, this has to happen. What the Lord is now bringing to all of us is this new and divine way of holiness. So he's saying, I'm not content. Now I want to, again, fill you, fill the womb of the divine Father. And I no longer want to see man disfigured by sin. When the divine will reigns on earth as it is in heaven, the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, the evil one, the man of sin, will be gone from this universe. He'll be gone. And what does scripture say? It will be a new heavens and a new earth. There'll be no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin. What's the main thing? No more death. Jesus took upon himself our death. The kingdom is coming. So he says, no longer do I want to see humanity disfigured by sin, by dissimilarity from the divine will, but the divine will wants to see humanity adorned with the signia of creation. Everything is good, adorned with its beauty and its sanctity, and taking its place once again back inside its divine womb, being reborn again. Fiat voluntas tua, on earth as it is in heaven, is hidden. In heaven is precisely this, that man, again, return back into my divine will. And only when the divine will sees again its happy child living in its house in the opulence of its good, then it shall calm itself. And so it shall be able to say, my child, listen to this. He's going to say this about us. My child has come back. He is clothed with his royal garments. And this is why we wear the scapular. Our Lady says it's the clothing of heaven. It's even though it's a piece of cloth. Our Lady says it's the clothing of heaven. It's symbolic of being clothed in the royal garments again. And he wears the crown of king. And he lives together with me. And I have given back to him the rights that I gave in creating Adam. So the disorder in creation has ended because humanity has come back into my divine will. That's where we are right now. We're at that point of God saying, welcome back. We have this war we're in. We have to realize that it's not human. As Paul said, we're not fighting humans, we're fighting principalities and powers. Volume 25, 325, 1929. By sinning, mankind interrupted my speaking and reduced me to silence. This is what Adam did. After many centuries, wanting man to return back into my fiat, I have resumed my speaking with so much love to Louisa. That's the Book of Heaven. When we read the Book of Heaven, this you're going to basically hear Jesus, not with your ears, but he will touch your heart, your mind, your soul. And she says, and more than a tender mother, when she loves and yearns to give birth to her child in order to kiss him, surround him with affections, enjoy him and squeeze him tightly to her maternal breast, to fill him with all her goods and happinesses. So I, God, did in resuming my speaking and manifesting to you, Louisa, all the order of the kingdom of my divine fiat. And the way and the how, he says, that the creature might have my kingdom again. This is paradise. This is heaven. This, what is coming upon the earth? And this is why there's, you can see both sides. What's coming upon earth, we have to choose. Which side are we going to battle? What did our Lord say to Louisa? What our Lord said to Louisa was this. Louisa, I have to release all the demons. And Louisa says, Jesus, you don't have to do this. You're the Son of God. Don't do this. You don't have to do this. And he said, Louisa, don't you understand? Humanity wants this, and I have to give it to them. So when we look at this war, what side are we on? Are we on the side of wanting the devil, wanting misery, wanting death? Or are we on the side of life, light, and love, the side of Jesus and Mary? And now breathing into Louisa this new and divine way of holiness, do we want this? And we have to make a decision. We have to wake up. And this is in every thought, every word, every deed. Everything, it depends on this. You don't go into battle without your shoes on. You don't go into battle without your weapons. You don't go into battle. And so what do we have? We have the sacraments and sacramentals. We have the teachings of Holy Mother Church. We have the fullness of truth in the church. Are we using what God has given to us over these last 2,000 years through the saints of doing the will of God so that we can live in the will of God? We are at war. You have to understand this. So volume 25, 325, 1929. Therefore, manifesting to you, Louisa, so many truths, so many lessons, promises, so many prophecies that I've given to you, Louisa, about my divine fiat has been nothing less than issuing into the field again, onto earth again, all the order, all the love that I, God, would have kept for humanity if Adam had not sinned and if my kingdom had its life upon earth. He says, I'm going back to what I wanted from the beginning. In my speaking to you, Louisa, I have kept such order that one truth is so bound to another that if anyone wanted to snatch away or conceal some of the truths, some of these lessons, some of these promises, they would form a void in the kingdom of my divine fiat. I had a friend of mine who went through all the writings of Louisa, and he put all the writings in a book. He said, you know, like the Protestant book with the red lettering, that's what Jesus said. Well, he did this with the Book of Heaven. He went through the whole book. He was a great guy. He went through the whole book, and he says, all we need is what Jesus said. We don't need what Louisa said. And he condensed the book. He printed it. And I said, what are you doing? I said, you can't do this. He says, well, we don't need Louisa. We have Jesus. Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our King. Jesus is our Master. I said, yes, but we need Louisa's questions because there are questions. God gave Louisa all our questions. He goes, no, we need Louisa. All we need is Jesus. He died. You can't cut up this divine will. You can't destroy this divine will the way God set it up. And how did he set it up? There's this game. Jesus talks about this, Louisa. Do you want to play a game? It's Jesus hitting the ball on the other side of the court. Louisa hits it back. Jesus said, it's this dialogue that's going on. And that's what happens with us as we read. When we get into this court and we start playing this game with God, this competition with God, where we question, what about this? And God answers us, da, 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 da. And then because all your questions are going to be answered when you read the Book of Heaven. But we have to play the game like Louisa did. And I'm not saying this is a game. It's this competition. Jesus, parents play games with their children. They teach the children how to, you know, throw the ball. They teach the children how to play the game. Well, it's this, if you want to say this game of life that we're in, this is temporary. But he's playing it for eternity. As Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, Our Lady of Revelation, she says, time has now come to an end. And he goes, the end of the world. And she goes, no, it's the end of time. It's the end of this era. It's a new beginning that's coming for humanity. We have to understand that our faith is everything. Our faith is either we believe and live forever or we don't and die forever. There's nothing in between. We have to understand this battle that we're in. We have to understand this war that we're in. And God is going to win. He's going to win. And he needs us. He needs us to cooperate with what he has planned, not what we have planned, but what he has planned. So there, it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see. He says, in my speaking, I've kept such order that one truth is so important to the other that if anyone wants to snatch away or conceal some of the truths, they would form a void in the kingdom of my divine fiat, which would subtract the strength from humanity and induce them to live in the divine will. So God is this, when we pray with confidence. We pray with trust. We pray with certitude. It's not just please, 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 please. Jesus teaches Louisa about the command prayer. He says, basically, be like Peter. When the boat was in the water and crashing around, and there's Jesus walking on the water, Peter says, basically, if you're the Messiah, command me to come to you, and I know I can do it. He gets out of the boat and he walks on the water. That's a divine reality. Humans don't do this. But his prayer was, you command it, not me. What happened at that point? He's walking on the water. He gets afraid. He sinks, cries out to Jesus, Jesus, save me. And Christ hangs onto him and said, where is your faith? Why did you falter? You know, what are you doing? See, Jesus says, if we pray, pray with such confidence, such truth, such certainty, because, Lord, I'm giving this prayer to you. My prayers are weak. I pray with the Blessed Mother, but now I want this prayer to be your prayer, Lord, your command, Lord, let it be done as you say. Watch what happens when you pray like that. So many people, this is how people pray. I've heard it over and over and over again. Please, 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 Lord, please, please, please. I don't think he's going to do it. Please, 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 Lord. Oh, he's not going to do it. Please, please, please. And it's like, what is wrong? When you look at the women, the woman who was bleeding for what, 18 years, hemorrhaging for 18 years, she says, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. That's Leviticus. The Messiah will heal by the hem of his garment. And Jesus turned around and said, who did this? He knew who did it. He hears your prayers. But what he pointed out, who did this? And she said, she confessed, I did this. Why did you do this? Do you believe that I am the Messiah? That's what Jesus basically said to her. And she says, yes. And he says, what to her? Your faith has healed you. We have to understand, we might not see what we pray for, but we are certain God is going to answer that prayer if it's in his will. And in his will, he wants us healed, divinely healed. Therefore, each truth that regards my divine will, my divine volition is a place that it takes in order to reign in the midst of humanity. So this is, it's like the sun shining. It's like the grass growing. It's like the trees blooming. It's the fruit happening. He says, each truth that regards my divine will is a place that it takes in order that the reign, to reign in the midst of humanity, as well as a way and an empty space that they find in order to be in possession of these truths, of these promises, of these lessons. Your whole life changes when you read the Book of Heaven. You read for a year. You read the Divine Will for a year. Not as a novel, but listening to Jesus. Talk to him. He's talking to you. Listen to what I remember a number of times Jesus would say, Louisa, this is what I want from you. What do you want? And I would answer, this is what I want. And when you think about it, we want to be faithful, to be good, to be holy, to be saintly. We want to be, obedient. We want to be, okay. And then Jesus says to Louis, and I said, this is what I want. I spoke before, I read what Louisa said. And she says, Jesus says to Louisa, what do you want? And Louisa says, all I want is you. We have to get to that point of wanting nothing but our Savior. Wrong figure. So listen to what he says. Therefore, all the truths I have told you, Louisa, have such a connection among themselves. It's all intertwined. It's all braided, that removing some and in one point you would see as though heaven was without stars, or a void without the sun, or an earth without flowering. So he says, one of the truths that I say to you, if it's missing, it's not going to be full. This is why we read the Book of Heaven. This is why I love the calendar. Every day, Jesus is filling us. He'll go, look over here. Do you see those flowers? Look over here. Do you see the hills? Look over there. Do you see the river? Look over there. Do you see the mountains? Everything's becoming full. He's explaining to us in a spiritual way all that's happening around us. And we become happy. So he says very clearly. Okay, I lost my place. So he says, I have told you that there is, listen to this. In fact, in all these truths, I, God, have told you, Louisa, that there is a son that wants to come out onto the earth again, just as it did in creation, a second son. And when you listen to what Padre Pio said, St. Padre Pio said, Louisa is a second son that's going to give light and life to everyone and everything. Read the book from the Vatican. The son, S-U-N, of my divine will, Louisa Picaretto. So he says this very clearly. Everything I have told you, these truths regarding my divine will is a place that takes in order to reign in the midst of creatures, as well as a way to empty space that they find in order to take possession of them. Therefore, all the truths I have told you, this is the whole book of heaven, have such a connection among themselves that by removing some of these truths, some of these lessons, that in one point you would see as though a heaven without stars, a void without the sun, and earth without flowering. This is why my friend who wrote, I'm just going to focus on what Jesus said, was no longer here. It wasn't that he was bad. He wasn't explaining the whole truth. It's the questions of Luis are important. Like everybody says, oh, I keep on reading. She's whining, whining, whining. No, Jesus is teaching us that she loved God so much that she couldn't live without him. She pleaded for him, begged him. I mean, was the just the yesterday or the day before, she said in the calendar, I saw you last night, but I don't see you this morning. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? I can't live without you. That's what's missing in us. We're comfortable without Jesus. We're comfortable without being one with him. Read Luisa. Develop that longing for Jesus. It's not whining. She is so in love with him. She wants to see him so much that she can't breathe without him. That's what Jesus is waiting to see in us. When people say, I'm living in the divine will. Have you spent any time in front of the Blessed Sacrament? No, I don't have time for that. I'm reading. What's wrong with you? There's no longing for Jesus. There's no desire to be with Jesus. The church is spending 3 years now of the Eucharistic awareness. Learn to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Spend time with our Eucharistic Lord. Therefore, all the truths I have told you, he says basically, all the truths that I have told you, Luisa, there is the renewal of the whole of creation. Again, renew the face of the earth. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, enkindle in them the fire of your love. That's the divine will. Send forth your spirit, and we will be recreated. That's the divine will. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through humanity. With humanity's yes to God. He says, I have told you, Lisa, there's a renewal of the whole creation and each truth of my fiat, more than a son, wants to come out and back to the earth again, just as it did in creation of Adam. And in taking its field of action with its light, it wants to eclipse all the evils of humanity, laying its veil of light over everyone and everything. It wants to give back to humanity so much grace as to give them its creative hand again, as God breathed into the dust to make them re-enter the womb of its divine will. Born again, unless a man is born again. This is what you're going to discover. Therefore, everything I have told you, Luis, about my divine will has such importance, and it costs me more than the whole of creation. So what Jesus says, what I breathe into you costs me more. Now, what does he say? He says, because I did this, you know, in 6 days in creation. He says, basically, Luisa, it took 70 years for you. it's more than what he gave to Adam. Why? Because he's giving to us the new Adam and the new Eve, plus what he gave to Adam. Because it is a renewal of humanity. And when an act is renewed, it costs double love. In order to be more sure, we place double grace and double light to be given back to humanity, so that we, triune God, might not have to suffer a second sorrow, maybe more painful than the first, than we had at the beginning of creation when Adam sinned and Adam formed within himself the failure of our love, of our light, of our precious inheritance, of our supreme volition. This is why I am. He uses God's name. This is why I am so attentive that you, Luisa, may lose nothing of what I tell you. And saying that to us, what I gave to her, I want to give to you who are reading this. She wrote, you read. I am so attentive that you, Luisa, and your children may not lose what I, God, tell you about my divine will, because there is such an important in these truths these lessons, these teachings, these promises, these prophecies, that in concealing some would be as if one wanted to move the sun from its place to make the sea come out of its shore, and it would happen to, what would happen to the earth? It would be gone. Think about it yourself. So he's saying, this is not a novel. You have to start meditating on what Jesus says. What would it be like if there was no ocean? What would it be like if there was no sun? These truths are bringing a new creation to humanity. What is the new creation? Sanctification. And so it would be as if any of the truths of my divine will that I have manifested to you with so much order, Louisa, were missing. Don't lose a point, Jesus says. Read, study, put this into practice. 525, 331, 1929. I wanted to see if humanity, the bearer of his creator, Our Lady was the bearer of God. She gave birth to God. Listen to what he's saying. I wanted to see if humanity, the bearer of his creator, who was to make him happy in time and eternity. Therefore, when he did not do our divine will, we felt vividly the great sorrow of our work disordered. That Our Lady said, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. Our echo ended. This competition ended. Our enrapturing strength that was to endure, enrapture us to give humanity new divine surprises and divine happinesses, converted into weaknesses. That's the misery. That's what we do when we go to confession. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. In sum, it turned it upside down. This is why we, Triune God, cannot tolerate such a disorder of our work. And if I, God, have spoken so much about my divine will, the purpose is precisely this. Why do we have the Book of Heaven? We, Triune God, want to place humanity back in the order that humanity, that's us, all of humanity, may return to the first steps of his creation, which is our most holy divine will. That's why when you read the first 6 days of the Virgin Mary in the kingdom, it's leading us back to those first 6 steps. Flowing within him is what? Is vital humor that may form again our bearer to begin again to give, if you want to say, birth to God. God begins to reign in us. He begins to gaze in our gazing, listen in our listening, speak in our speaking, beat in our heart beating, breathe in our breathing. It's no longer us. We're one with him, image and likeness. That is our royal place upon earth and humanity's happiness and ours. Read the Book of Heaven. Don't read a page and go, I don't understand this. Don't read a page and go, well, I don't believe this. Read the Book of Heaven. Read it with Jesus. Read it with Mary. Read it with Louisa. Everything changes. Volume 26, 4-7, 1929. Louisa, know that I have permitted your coming to this house that is surrounded by a garden for you to, Louisa, be the new Eve. This is the third Eve. Adam and Eve for creation. Jesus and Mary, the new Adam, the new Eve for redemption and now sanctification. Back to humanity, the new Eve. Not Eve the tempter, who deserves to be put out of our happy Eden, but Eve the reformer, Eve the restorer, who shall call again the kingdom of my divine will upon earth. This is not taking the place of Mary. It's not taking the place of the Blessed Mother. She is, Jesus is the new Adam. Our Lady is the new Eve for redemption. But Jesus is now giving back to a soul born of original sin to begin again this new and divine way of holiness. Not Eve the tempter, who deserves to be put out of the even, but Eve the reformer, the restorer, the human born of original sin, who can call again the kingdom of my divine will upon earth. Ah, yes, you shall be the seed. You shall be the cement on the wormwood that the human will has. You, Louisa, shall be the beginning of a new happy era, a new and divine way of holiness. And this is why I centralize in you, Louisa, the joy, the goods, the happiness of the beginning of its creation. And I, God, love to repeat the conversation, the lessons, the instructions, the teachings, the promises that I would have given to Adam if Adam had not withdrawn from our divine will. We're back at the beginning. This isn't new. This is what God breathed into Adam. But it's more spectacular because it's with the new Adam and with the new Eve. We'll come back in 15 minutes in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.